Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is Betsy Kulikowski, author of the Veritas Codex series, and you're listening to Ghost in the Valley podcast.
Today on the show, I have Nicole Gaspard. Nicole is a psychic seer, the host of Mystic Whispers podcast, a pianist, and member of the Warren Legacy Foundation. Nicole has been on the show before, so she's no stranger. So welcome back, Nicole Gaspard.
Hi, thanks for having me back.
Before we get going here, I want to thank you for having me on your show last night. Through all the technical difficulties, you know, I mean, we've been down that road before. We've been down that road where stranger things have happened, you know, especially when you're dealing with the paranormal.
I'm used to that.
So how many years have you been involved in podcasting?
About 20 years.
About 20 years. So give my listeners a secret of your longevity of staying with it.
Yeah, I would say because it's always been my passion, you know, to meet people and help people as much as I can, especially like getting word out. If you want me to promote something, or I'll be glad to do it.
I didn't know, you know, podcasts even existed, you know, back in 2017. My son-in-law says, why don't you listen to, you know, paranormal on this one podcast. I'm like, what is that? You know, so he turned me on. I didn't even know what it was, you know? So, and I started getting into it. I'm thinking, wow, this is really interesting. So I did some research today on podcasting, you know, 2018, I believe it was. At that time, there was 350,000 podcasters out there. I looked today and there's 6 million podcasters.
I would say a lot more today.
6 million, 75 million episodes, right? And out of all those podcasters, on average, it takes 2 years and 100 episodes before podcasters see any results. You know, and I agree with that. But unfortunately, 95% of podcasters quit before that 2 years. 95%. Get out of podcasting, because I think they see how much work's involved. You got to be consistent.
You saw what I went through.
Right. You got to be consistent. You got to love what you're doing. If you're in it for the money, you might as well get out right now. Most people I know, they want a quick return right off the bat. You know, they want to get in and they want to see right off the bat. They want to see their downloads skyrocket. Well, it don't happen that way. You know, you got to get your followers and people to come back, and you have to make your podcast worth coming back to, you know.
That's true.
And I think for 20 years, I mean, because I've talked to some people just within this past few months who are already getting out of podcasting, and I follow them in my library. You know, it makes me sad after, you know, for the past 7-8 years I've been doing this, of all the people I've been following, how half of them are already done with podcasting, you know, and they had good shows. I mean, very good shows. And I guess life goes on, you know, it's something that can't last forever, but
right.
Yeah, I mean, 20 years for you, podcasting, that's, now was it, was it podcasting you were doing, or were you doing like early radio shows or internet radio?
Radio shows. I was part of a psychic network group for a while when I was developing my, you know, psychic abilities.
Mm-hmm.
And then, when it, Paranormal King Radio, for a few years there, and then I just continued with the podcasting until I found the right networks that you can expand your audience with that way.
What do you like best about podcasting?
I like meeting different people from around the world. You hear their experiences, their stories.
You sent me your book, which I want to thank you for that.
No problem.
The Haunting of the Dolls, I think it was called. Cursed Playthings. Haunting of the Dolls. That was it. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that was a really good book, you know.
Thank you.
It kept me until the end, you know, and it leaves it open for another one, you know.
Definitely. Yeah, I think I did that on purpose. Sometimes it's really hard to get rid of a certain entity, if you will. And they do, in fact, return in the weirdest places.
That's weird, because I've always had a fascination with haunted dolls. I don't know why.
They scare me, but, you know, I try to get over that fear. So I had to own one, of course, and see if to get inspiration for it all.
I went to a Paracon this past summer, and I should say this past fall. One of the vendors there, she had a haunted doll. I got to hold it, you know.
I would take her. I would take Emily.
It was like holding a real baby. Mm-hmm. That's what it felt like to me. It felt like the weight of a baby, the softness of that baby, and it was kind of eerie, you know. But I don't know why I was fascinated with that, you know. Maybe I try to get her on my show, you know.
Yeah,
that was interesting. And your book was really good. I like that.
Thank you. I like horror, so I thought I'd try my hand at writing horror pieces.
So how many books have you written?
I want to say about 22, not counting poetry, music book, and I also play the piano. And I compose all my songs through this app. It's like, now you can do through the app nowadays, why not, right? I have terrible writing to begin with. So they just print everything and put it in the book. So I just thought of it that way. It worked.
So would you say half your books or most of them are paranormal related or not?
Yeah, it's a mixture of topics. So I really started out with writing as a writer as in poetry. Because when I got my first poem published, that's when, you know, I'm cool, then maybe I could write a whole book about the poem.
Yeah, same here. I did a few of my poems I had entered in different books, you know. So, you know, I got started that way, like an anthology of poetry. And a matter of fact, to start out my book that just came out in October, Spencer's Ghost, at the very beginning, I have a poem called Yesterday's Gone.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I actually made that into a song. And also it's a poem. And
that's cool. Yeah, sometimes you can do that with poetry.
So what's the hardest part to you about the writing process?
Getting the reviews and the marketing, I would say. Especially if you're an independent author like myself.
I agree 100%, you know. I mean, I had a friend of mine who said he gave out, this is no lie, man, he gave out 50 books. All the books he ordered, he gave away. He didn't sell it. He didn't sell one of them. And under the pretense that you will leave him a review. You know, I'll give you the book, but all I'm asking for is a review.
Right.
You know, he didn't get one review.
Well,
You know, neither is family and friends. You know, I know how hard it is, and you hate to keep asking people, can you leave me a review? You know,
but I don't think, to be honest, I don't think they know what that is.
And if you don't deal with Amazon to begin with, you know what I'm saying, or you're not an Amazon member,
right?
It's hard to leave a review, what I've been told.
That's true.
Where I have a problem on Amazon is my wife and I are on together. And our Prime account is through her name. So even though I go on there and buy books and stuff, I'm kind of like banned from leaving reviews. You know, I'm like, wait a minute, man.
I don't know.
I'm part of this account, you know?
Yeah.
Do you ever wake up like in the middle of the night and something comes to you and you have to write it down before you forget?
Oh, yeah, a dozen times. I can recall some dreams.
Oh, okay.
You know, like vivid dreams, and I write those down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whatever I have handy.
Right, like that's what I did. I kept a little notepad next to the bed. And just because I knew I'd forget when I wake up in the morning. Because all of my stories in my book was based on true stories. And then when it started coming to me, I was like, oh, I forgot about that already. I better write that down. So I would write it down. Or my sister would call and she says, did you put this in your book? Because this happened to us. I'd write that down, you know, and so on and so on.
I found my old digital voice recorder. So now I can just carry it with me if someone has a story they want to share. I can record it and then later on put it down in a notes or a book.
Right. What advice would you give, like, say, a new writer coming out?
Yeah, I actually was asked that when I was doing a book signing, my first book signing at Barnes & Noble here, like, a couple years ago. And, you know, he brought his daughter and he asked me what would be your advice for my daughter. I'm like, you know, just write down your first thoughts and also keep journaling. I started out journaling. And I even had a pen pal for many years. She's from Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And we found each other again on Facebook. So now we just chat. So we like the old-fashioned way, at least I do.
Right,
because
right.
You hardly ever get mail anymore because everything is electronic.
Right, right. Everything has changed so much, you know.
Yeah.
So have you, I mean, when I first thought, you know, I had, there wasn't internet or notepads or laptops. There were typewriters.
Yeah, that's how I learned to type on one of those old fashioned typewriters.
I'm bad at one of these one finger people. You know,
yeah, you see me like flying by. So I think because I played a piano and kind of I'm used to the, I don't even lift when I play the piano either. I play blindfolded.
Okay, have you, now getting on another topic, have you ever been involved in a paranormal investigation?
Oh, yes. When they've actually asked me on live video, of course I'm used to it. I'm like, yeah, sure. They wanted me to remote view a certain location. You know, I was pinpointing some of the areas where they should be cautious. And I felt like there's already been an attack. And they're like, yeah. So, yeah, be careful in those areas.
So you can do that remotely. You can sense something.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. I may use you this coming up summer. I want to go back to the house that I grew up in. The house is no longer there. It burned down, but the property is still there. And I get this eerie feeling every time I go there. So yeah, I wonder if I did like remote viewing, if you could, I still think there's something in that property.
Possibly, tied to the land or something that might be there before.
Come across anything like demonic?
Oh, yeah. All the time. Whether it be investigations or psychic reading or just every day. You know, I can just be doing my laundry and I can hear something. I'm like, okay, thanks for letting me know your name. Usually they don't say their name, right? They know that Edward powers them.
If they call you out by your name, I think I'd be a little...
I'm used to it. They're like, oh, are they told you? Yeah, I'm here. It's like when I was on the Queen Mary ship, and we had to tour it, you know, and one time I had my recorder and I forgot I had it. And then all of a sudden I heard it click and turned on by itself. And then when we reviewed it, I wish I saved it. Then we hear, Nicole, can you hear us?
Yeah. Obviously. Nicole, come back, Nicole.
They know me because I've been there before a dozen times.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I'm back.
Yeah. Do you believe you can move a spirit on?
I believe I could. I just don't really like you because I don't know what to expect when I do move on. You know, and I'm not untrained in that way. But I will help them through prayer and suggestion. That's really all I can do as a layperson.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is a psychic seer? What do you consider that?
I I came up with that because I'm also psychic and have other abilities besides mediumship. And I think there's something with me now. I'm hearing the ring sound. Anyway, I'll explain that later. But it can be annoying, like they interfere anytime. But I'm sorry, I'm going off topic. But Seer is part of mediumship, and then also Seer is also, I can remote view, which is my other best ability, I would say. Mm-hmm. So I mostly hear spirits once in a great while. You know, if everything's quiet like this, I can hear them. And sometimes my third eye will open even more, where I'll see them, like a quick flash or something. Whether it be their apparitions or something they're trying to show me.
When did you know you were a psychic?
I think from a young age, I just didn't know how to harness it until later on in, you know, my adult years. Believe it or not, I'll be 53 this year.
You don't look 50, you don't look 53, so that's good.
Oh, thanks. I get that a lot. And like, I don't know what to say, but I still get harder.
Have you ever come across a person that, or a spirit that didn't know they were dead?
Oh, a couple of times when they appeared to me and they looked confused. And I told them, yeah, you're basically a ghost where you should have went on with the light when it comes to you when the moment you pass on. Mm-hmm. That's like your what is called a gateway, I guess, to the other side. Sometimes they chose to stay behind. A lot of times, like, you know, they don't know they're dead unless we tell them.
Were you ever called upon that, like, say, to try to solve a murder mystery, but like for the police department or detectives, you know, they come in to ask you if you could help out on a case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in fact, when I was before you, they wanted me to check on something, and they showed me some photos. I'm like, don't show me the photos. But they did anyway. But yeah, it was quite interesting to work with them. And I also do, like, missing person cases a lot. So I can tell what area they might be in, or remains, you know, wherever they might be. I can just draw it out, or I'll write it out.
I had a friend of mine who did that. You know, she could tell you where the body is, the location, but she couldn't give you the name of, say, the attacker, you know, or who did it. But she could do everything else, you know. And I thought that was interesting. Even that much alone could help solve some cold cases, you know.
Yeah, I was kind of nervous about asking you to be involved with it. In a lot of, you know, departments, it's probably crazy or something. I don't know if I should take that initiative, you know. But if they ask, you know, I'm sure, yeah, I'm jumping.
Right. I mean, that would be a tough decision to make, because especially if you're talking about somebody who's been murdered, you know. Lies, I say, yeah, keep my name out of this thing, you know.
Exactly. You don't want to be a ghost yourself, right?
Right. You don't need any more trouble.
That's what I always was worried about, too, is hopefully they keep it anonymously or, you know. Keep your name out, like you say.
What are you working on now for, like, writing and that new book coming out, or?
Yeah, part two is sequel to the Cursed Playthings.
Mm.
Yeah, it's halfway finished already.
I mean, I don't want you to give up all the details, so you know you want to sell that book. But,
no worries.
Yeah. Will it be available, like, on Kindle?
Kindle, paperback, hardback.
Do you put your books in a library or not?
Oh, yeah, I'll donate my books to the local library. You know, I did my first book. Yeah.
So do you like to do book signings?
Oh, yeah, I love it. If I have any more chances, I would.
Get out there and meet the people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had some guests tell me they would rather sit home and just sell it on Amazon. I don't know. I like to get people's input and meet, like you know, meet the people. That's what I love about my podcast. I'm sure you do as well. Is all the people you come across, you get to meet, and different stories, and it's interesting.
I remember this one lady, she said, I'm not really my, how can I word it? cup of tea. Yeah. It's not like her thing, Paranormal and Ghosts. I mean, don't worry, not everything. Everybody has different opinions and views about Paranormal.
Right. I mean, I'm much older than you, but I couldn't tell you how many times I've been called crazy or out there or, you know, but that's okay.
I'm probably the black sheep in my family. But she doesn't
well, know. Well, you be who you are, you know what I'm saying?
But then pretty soon they'll be the black sheep.
Right. I see you're a member of the Warren Legacy Foundation. What does that do? What's that? What is that foundation?
Well, their grandson, Chris McKinnis, you know, he's been a guest on my show a lot of times. I didn't help if they're not tired of me yet. But anyway, just being a fan of the late Warrens, you know, from the Conjuring Universe and Annabelle and Amityville and his grandmother, of course, you know, the late Mrs. Warren, she, they like put their heads together and like, oh, let's form this foundation that might help the people around the world with the, you know, paranormal. And so, yeah. And over the years, I think they've grown to all over the world. So, which is good, I think, because not a lot of people can travel. So it's like, yeah, to be in the area where they can help someone. So I have another guest come on tomorrow. He also the, like one of the, directors or, you know, Joe Frankie. He also worked with the Warrens, and he has a lot of stories he's here. I highly recommend them if you like.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, I don't know too much about it, you know. And
but yeah, we basically carry on the works of what they started.
Yeah, the works that they started and finished.
Yeah.
That's important, you know, to carry on another person's legacy, you know.
Yeah, so unfortunately, we don't live forever, right? So it's like,
that's right.
I think we need to start something so that way to keep it alive, you know?
I mean, there's a difference between spirituality and Christianity.
I'm both.
So what about your, but like Reiki?
Oh, yeah, I've studied that for the first degree. I didn't really finish it all, but I know I've had healing ability as well. This one time, if I could share this little story with you, my grandmother went to a psychic one time and she was asking about me because she felt I had abilities as well. And they weren't sure what specifically I had. So this psychic said to her, there's something about your granddaughter's hands. And so I'm like, you know, I'm like, yeah, that's pretty cool. Because whenever I do send out prayer and healing, people told me they felt it.
Your grandmother could sense that through you?
Yeah.
You think your grandmother was psychic?
Yeah, she was also psychic. So I get it from my dad's side, I believe. And, you know, he's been passed now since 2017. He had brain cancer, unfortunately. But normally you don't usually see your family or lost loved ones, but I have with my dad.
Well, yeah, that's really interesting because you're one of the few of all the psychic mediums I've had on the show. They can do readings and stuff for other people, but it's so hard to do their own family.
Right.
You find that the same be the true also?
Right, and I guess it depends on the connections and the energies that they have, at that moment to appear or send a message. But, you know, it's like, I looked at my friend. She's like, you're seeing something nice. She knows about my gifts. But yeah, I'm like, yeah, that's my dad over there. He's one like this. Like, he wasn't happy I was there at the party of it.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, what are you doing here?
And daddy knows. Yeah.
I laugh at it now. But yeah. We were close.
Yeah, that's something because, you know, I'm thinking back in my book, you know, the person I had the closest relationship, I think, was my grandmother, you know, because she didn't think I was crazy or out there as my mother and the rest of everybody else did.
Right.
You know, what I'm talking about, you have a ghost in your house. I mean, that's kind of hard to, take in if you don't believe and it's never happened to you. But my grandmother, on the other hand, she was like, well, let's see where this happened. Where is this happening at? You know, so she was the one to dig right into it. And I'll tell you what, every time she came over to the house, the activity would stop. It was like they were afraid of her or something, or they wouldn't, you know, she would challenge them. One time when they started to act up, she says, don't forget, I can get rid of you as fast as you came here. You know, so she had her own little herbs and remedies. And that's why I had that blue tea in my book. You know, she had that blue tea she made up. And that's all true. I mean, she always had these remedies that just, they worked, you know, and it was passed down to her family, you know, to her. And yeah, I had such a great connection and love for my grandmother. When she passed away, it was like, you know, I was almost like I lost my best friend. Half the people in my book that's in there are gone, you know. So it's like, but that's why, like you say, we can't live forever, you know, and we have to move on. Yeah, some of those psychics out of my show, see, when they go on investigations, half of them don't want to know about what they're investigating. They want to have a fresh slate, as they put it, right, as they walk in somewhere. And another ones, they want to know what they're getting into. So I guess each their own, you know, on how you look at it.
I would rather not know much at all to be influenced in any way, because, you know.
Do you give readings to other people?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you have a, say if my listeners want to contact you for a reading.
Sure.
Is there where they can go to contact you, you know?
Right. I'm usually on Facebook, you know, Twitter, X, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and I have Skype and Zoom if they'd rather have on video, which I would prefer on video. Yeah, I see a lot more in video.
Like a one-on-one, like a FaceTime type of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you know what you're, yeah, you get a better connection mentally and physically.
I remember one time during my reading, I kept seeing their doll. And like, you know, you have a doll that's right behind you. She's like, you know, it's been passed for a while now. And I was describing the doll to the team. And I think that kind of freaked her out. I tend to scare some people.
The dog wasn't there?
No.
Okay.
It was a husky.
And did they have a husky that died?
Either a husky or it was, I think it was German Shepherd. Yeah, German Shepherd. It was a big dog. And it just curled up right next to him, so.
Yeah, you know, dogs and animals, they have a really high sense of.
Yeah, and I feel mine cuddling up next to me at night.
Mm-hmm. With your dog or cat?
Yeah, we have four that passed recently, one after another.
Do you believe that the spirit of an animal can stay along as long as well as a human?
I believe so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think they even went for us.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when I was at that Paracon, the person next to me at the other tent was telling me about her cats that passed away. And
I've had cats, too.
How they're still, the presence is still in the house. Mm-hmm. And they're still letting them know they're there, you know, even through the meowing and scratching on the door, that they always did to get into the bedroom door, you know, scratch on the door, meow outside, you open the door, there's nobody there, naturally, because the cats are gone, you know, but they're still there, you know, so I hear that all the time.
Oh, yeah, that even managed to take pictures of those horses. There were like three horses with what looked like people sitting on them at a cemetery that we've investigated. You know how you take random pictures when you're investigating. And I have to take a random picture, and then we saw it in the review. Of like, I scared myself.
Have you ever been hurt during an investigation or any type of something come at you that scare you?
One time we were just about ready to walk in the cemetery that we usually investigate. They didn't want us there, so they literally just threw us out. The wind started to pick up and everything was just throwing at us. And I saw a dead bird. I'm like, okay, I'm not just signing myself. You know, I didn't feel safe there whatsoever that night. Yeah, I have crazy experiences in that cemetery when we first started out. one time, you know how there's a restroom? They allow us to use the restroom. And so all of a sudden, the lights turned out. I'm like, hello, you know. I'm still in here.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. Right in the middle of the cemetery. And then, like, I laugh at it now. And it's like, I know I seen a spider in here earlier, so I'm really freaking out now.
Yeah, I had like a premonition that, like, when I was went to that Paracon this past fall. I dreamt before you got there about this young girl walking on the tracks. There's a train tracks that ran behind this church that they had this. It's a very, very haunted church too, the Fleetwood Church in Virginia.
Oh,
and, it was, I'll tell you what, I dreamt this girl was walking to, I was up on the tracks. First of all, I didn't know there's tracks behind the train tracks behind the church, you know. And I dreamt this girl was walking towards me behind this church we're going to, my wife and I. I've never been there before. And she just looks at me and then goes down the little hill off the tracks into the back of the church, right? Well, then after the Paracon was over, one person that was running the Paracon told me, the girl was there. I seen your girl last night. So I'm like, that was so freaky. I just dreamt that. I never seen him. And when I got up there, it was the same thing that was in my dream.
I've had those, what I like to call premonitions.
I'm on this track and I'm thinking, okay, so I'm coming down off the track, right? I'm asking the owner of the church, are these train tracks active, you know? And as soon as I said that, this train went flying by along like 70 miles an hour. I didn't see it at all when I was up on the tracks. But when I got done, that's how fast it must have been moving to get there. And it was like, and I was just up on them tracks. That train was coming, you know. And that whole area around that in Culpeper, Virginia, it was actually Brandy Station, Virginia, where this church was. All this death that was there over from the Civil War, and they would bring the ill and the dying there and just drop them off into the woods so they can die in the woods because they had diseases and everything. So I think that's where a lot of that activity inside that church was coming from all that death in that area. But the church was extremely active.
And we have mice too out here, out in the farmland area, or in the desert area. So, we have quite a few active because this place is so old and we had to renovate it. I think that's what woke them up with renovation.
And also, you know, you have all those forest fires around you out in California there.
Yeah, at least you worry about that.
That will run the critters out of the woods, you know, and into the more populated areas.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I'm praying for all you guys out there because.
Oh, thank you.
I know that the, I think you were telling me yesterday that the smoke, you know, it can be annoying, you know, just the smell of that. And probably you don't want to get around any type of wood burners or fireplaces, mm-hmm. you know, because it's too much of bringing back the remnants of the forest fires.
The windows and doors, I keep them closed. I don't want to smell the smoke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I live in northeastern Ohio, you know, so we always sometimes get those. They had those Canadian fires this past summer, and that smoke was so thick coming down in our atmosphere. You know, for like 2 days, we had this haze. I even took some pictures, though, of our area. It was just filled with, and they said it was the smoke from the Canadian fires. And then we had the haze from the fires out west would come this way because, you know, it all comes east. So we're getting that here from your fires, you know, the haze and stuff. And I can't even imagine. I'm not going to say I can imagine. I can't even imagine going through that where you're at.
We have close hope. You know, even the strong Santa Ana winds, we've had close hope. The wind was more serious than the fires. I would think just recently the winds destroyed half of our fence. We had to, like, get it. We keep getting critters in our yard. We don't want critters. It's luckily they're just wild rabbits, but you never know.
Yeah, I remember back in 85, we had this thing. It was an F5 tornado, one of the biggest tornadoes, an F5, come through our area.
Wow.
It was a couple days after that, and it was running the bear, black bear, out of the woods into the cities, you know. And I remember my son come in. At that time, he was only like 5 years old, And he's coming and said, "Daddy, Daddy, Daddy, there's a bear outside, and it's running up and down our driveway." And I says, "Come on, Mike. I mean, it's just a big dog. It's not a bear. It's a bear, you know." And I opened the door up, and there's that bear ran right by me. And like, oh my God, there's a bear out in the driveway. You know, so it does push the animals out of their habitat into, you know, rural areas. And
I feel bad for the animals, horses, etc. So our neighbors have, they have like a couple horses on there. They're pretty horses. I like to pet them.
Oh, yeah. You know, so I see that on you. What really impresses me is that you're not a quitter, and that's you started out in radio and podcasting, and you've been with it for 20 years. You're writing books. I'm sure you've been called goofy, crazy, nuts, everything else under the sun, and you keep going. You keep doing it. You got this great podcast you're running. I know the work you put into it, the Warren Foundation, you're supporting that. So I got to applaud you, man. I really do.
Thank you.
And
I try.
Yeah, so if anybody hasn't said you're doing a great job, I'm telling you today, you're doing a great job. And
thank you. I appreciate it.
And
it's hard. Sometimes you just want to quit, throw in the towel. It's like something's telling me, nope, we're not done yet.
My great grandfather was another big influence on me, man. It's like he'd always say, never sit back and moan and cry and weep over your hardships. Get up in the morning, put your one foot in front of the other, and it's going to be a good day. Because it is a good day because you are above the dirt. So, and I always remember that, you know, I didn't think much back at the time when he used to say that I'm a foot ahead of the dirt, you know. Right. So he's, in other words, I'm not dead yet. So keep going, man.
And we're not.
He was like 96 years old. He just kept going. You know, it's like an energizer bunny, you know.
Yeah.
I agree with that. You know, you can't just sit back and whine and cry over the bad things in life. You got to look at the good shit and keep going forward.
Right, and having disabilities is also against me, and I still press on to the radio, even though I have speech hearing impediments, which, you know, I admit, and that just wanted me to do more.
You know, and you're an inspiration to everybody else out there that has the same thing you have.
Right, I hope so.
Well, it does. I mean, it's an inspiration to them. It really is.
Right. I'm not ashamed to share that anymore because people say, you know, what they say, and it's like, okay. That's their opinion.
Yeah, well, you know, unfortunately, we live in a world today where people want to say things to hurt another person's feelings and have no second thoughts about it, you know.
Right.
And I always think you're going to get in the end what you put out there. You're going to get it back in the end. If you're a rotten apple, a jerk in life, you're going to be a jerk in death. I'm sorry.
That's true, and I dealt with that too.
You better have one heck of a revelation with God, but not last breath, buddy. Because I believe you're going to get back tenfold of what you put in. So if you got 100,000 idiots following you, they're all you're responsible for every one of these people. If you tell lies, you tell lies and deceit, and all these people believe you, you're responsible for every one of those people. That's my opinion. I always felt the same. You know, I've always felt that you're going to reap what you sow.
That's true.
So you better, so good. But anyway, it has been my pleasure having you on the show. I wish you the best of luck in your books, your writing, your podcast.
Thank you. Same to you.
Yeah, and where can people go to get a hold of you, to find your books, if they want a reading, or if they want to be on your show?
I'm mostly on Facebook, Twitter. I'm everywhere, basically. And my email, Nicole Jasper, number 8. You know, Gmail, and they want to connect with me for my show or readings, and I never charge, by the way. So, just make sure what kind of reading you would like, video or this, it can be audible or I can type to, you know, whatever they feel comfortable with. So, yeah, basically everywhere YouTube and Mystic Whispers Podcast. Yeah. So, pretty much everywhere on Amazon. .com, I believe. And the stories, you can just asked for my name, I'm sure they have me in there. Barnes & Noble as well.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're rarely not charged for your services because so many out there that are, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not dogging them out at all, you know, but I'm just saying it's a rarity to come across somebody that's not going to charge for that. And there you go. That's another applaud for you.
Thank you. I don't mind. My payment is, but they are satisfied with the reading.
Mm-hmm.
And they get enjoyment of it. Mm-hmm. But that'll be my payment.
Well, Nicole, it's been my pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
I'm going to put Nicole's links at the bottom of my podcast so you can go contact her for a reading, to be on the show, or to get her books. Thank you again, Nicole. It's been my pleasure.
Anytime.
Thank you, Nicole Gaspart. It was my pleasure having you back on the show. It's always a thrill talking to you and getting your perspectives on the paranormal. Please check out Nicole's links at the bottom of this episode. A quick reminder, I do have a book that is released that is called Spencer's Ghosts. It's my story of growing up in a haunted house through the eyes of Lee Spencer. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any place you get your books, ebook and paperback. Thank you for listening, Ghost in a Valley podcast.